Developers in Bennington say a $31 million project could transform the downtown. Construction has started on the Putnam block, and within the next few years, there are promises that a derelict building will come alive with restaurants, shops, new apartments, and offices. And just down Main Street, next door to the proposed development, the Old Castle Theater has found a new home. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at what role the arts could play in what the Bennington developers hope will be a transformed downtown.
Okay, so let's do your speech again. Okay, here goes. I'm going to be in a Broadway show.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to be in a Broadway show!
Rehearsals are underway at the Old Castle Theater for a production of Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs. And director Nathan Stith leads his actors through an early reading.
Okay, good. Let's talk about this. Lori, why are you deflating her balloon here?
Old Castle Theater has been around for 48 years, and they've produced countless plays over that time. But when this play is performed later this month, it will be the first Old Castle production that opens inside a theater that they own.
It's extremely exciting for the theater company. I think we are very good for the development. They are very good for us. They're very good for Bennington.
Eric Peterson is the producing artistic director of Old Castle Theater. He's one of the actors who founded the theater company back in 1972. And in the almost 50 years they've been producing plays in southwestern Vermont, Old Castle has set up shop in a number of locations. They've been renting their space at the former Knights of Columbus Hall on Main Street for the past 7 years. The building was owned by the same family that owned the Putnam Hotel, now the centerpiece of the four-acre development project in the center of downtown. And when the former owners of the Putnam Hotel began talking about selling, everyone recognized the importance of keeping the theater company downtown.
As the sale for the block started to be talked about, we wanted to be part of that. We certainly understand how imperative it is for Bennington that this development is successful. And we feel very nice to be absolutely in the middle of it and now owning our own building.
Old Castle paid $250,000 for the building. But the larger Putnam Block deal proved to be way more complicated, with all of the funding sources and state and federal tax credits and development programs. The deal finally closed last month, and construction crews moved on to the site just last week. Bill Colvin is with the Bennington County Regional Commission.
Yeah, I love that sound. It's a beautiful sound of people starting to, actually work on the site.
The historic hotel closed in the 1970s, and while there have been stores and businesses on the street level, the top two floors have been largely vacant for decades. The plan includes redeveloping the hotel and two other historic buildings, and developers hope to bring apartments, stores, and new offices to downtown. Bennington College and Southwestern Vermont Medical Center have committed to some of the office space, and some of the apartments are pre-leased. Colvin says amidst all the planning and financial hand-wringing, it was clear that keeping the Old Castle Theater downtown was an important piece of a very complicated puzzle.
Obviously, the redevelopment group sees Old Castle Theater and the performing arts as a critical component of the revitalization of downtown Bennington. We think it does nothing but add to and enhance all of the other redevelopment efforts that are taking place on the block and really throughout the town.
As Old Castle Theater settles into its new home, the organization is shifting. Old Castle will continue performing plays, but board member D. Mark Blank says the group wants to bring more theater and more music and more spoken word to Bennington. Because as Bennington writes its next chapter, he says, there are a lot of stories that need to be shared.
You know, in a time where we feel so fractured as a country, I think we feel fractured as communities. Having a place where everyone can belong is very important. And so expanding this mission to be a community theater now where community members come and perform and tell their stories and share their gifts.
The first Putnam Block tenants could be moving in late 2020. Brighton Beach Memoirs opens at Old Castle Theater on July 12th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.